Tech Talk alert, after our latest digital life hack, you're going to hear one of my weekend show's best calls. You don't want to miss it. Don't you just hate it when you can't get a good cell phone signal? Super frustrating, but there are a few tricks of the trade that can help out. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by Keeper Security, the password manager you can access from any device. Just $17.50 your first year at keepersecurity.com/Kim. Can't make that call? No problem. Have you tried turning your phone on and off? Sounds simple, but restarting your smartphone can actually help it connect to a closer or less crowded cell tower, boosting your signal right away. Now, if that didn't work, your location may be the problem. Move away from places with lots of concrete, glass, or metal. Those materials can block your signal. Sometimes a few steps is all it takes to find better coverage. Still can't make that call? Try switching from cellular to Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi connections are usually faster and more stable. Just connect to a Wi-Fi network and toggle on Wi-Fi calling in your phone settings. Join 500,000 folks who give me 5 minutes a day to get tech smart on all things digital. Sign up at getkim.com. Now, check out this amazing call from the show. It's a real gem. Rich in Quincy, Illinois. Hi there, Rich.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha. You betcha.
All right. My situation is this. I have a friend in St. Louis who I've known for about roughly 10 years or so.
Okay.
And he's a professional friend. We've always communicated either by telephone or using his company's proprietary messaging system,
okay,
which is all secure and everything. So he informed me he was going to come to town to spend a weekend. He and his wife were going to take in some of the touristy things between here and maybe Hannibal. I said, that's great. Let's do lunch. So last Saturday, we got together for lunch. The first thing that pops up on my Facebook feed on the carousel where it says people you may know is this guy that I had lunch with.
And you're like, dude, what's going on?
I mean, I've never searched him. I've never searched him on the internet. I've never done anything like that other than talk to him on the phone or message him through his business website.
So do you have Facebook on your phone?
I have Facebook on my phone. I have it on my PC.
Okay, so that's how it knows. So
Anytime
you're logged in, okay, even though Facebook is not running, unless you log out, you are logged in 24/7. Even if you don't have it open, you are logged in. And so when you went to the restaurant, Facebook said, oh, look at this nice guy, Rich. He's having a great meal with his buddy, Bob. Oh, and look, Bob is sitting next to Rich, too. I bet you they're friends. So when you opened up Facebook, it said, oh, look, there's your friend, Bob. Don't you want to be friends with him? Or you don't like him that much, Rich, right? So
that just freaked me out.
So now let me ask you something. Did you put me on a radio station once?
Yes, I brought you to the radio market about 25 plus or minus years ago.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, being self-syndicated, you know how hard that is. And thank you for doing that.
You're quite welcome. You're quite popular.
Well, you know what? It's really the support of many program directors, including you, Rich, who really helped me launch this bad boy because, you know, CBS and ABC wouldn't give me the time of day. So
that's too bad.
Yeah. Well, see, the guy from CBS, I know his name. His name's Frank, said that I won't say his last name, said that computers were a fad like a pet rock. And the other Frank at ABC said that computers were just for geeks and freaks. And so when they told me that, I had to do it myself. And here we are, self-syndicated and living the American dream. Rich, once again, thank you for putting me on the station. And I hope I led some clarity to what was going on with that lunch. Hey, big kudos to you for sticking around. Now, if your brain's buzzing with questions, let me know. Head over to komando.com and then click email Kim. You have to trust me. I read every single message like it's a new gadget manual. Well, I actually do it better than that. I never read a manual. Do they even have manuals anymore? Anyway, elevate your tech IQ with my free daily newsletter. Head over to getkim.com.